So this one-day retreat began in the morning and continued through the day. We dedicated ourselves to practice mindfulness. We nourished the heart, watered the seed of our intention to deepen our practice, to carry it into the world. So just in the next couple of minutes as you sit here, take stock of where you are and how you are, listening to the heart and knowing your own experience. This practice invites us to know ourselves. Scanning the heart, the mind, and the body. Has anything shifted today? Is there any awakening of curiosity? This is from Thomas Merton. What a thing it is to sit absolutely alone in the forest at night, cherished by this wonderful, unintelligible, perfectly innocent speech, the most comforting speech in the world, the talk that rain makes by itself all over the ridges, and the talk of the watercourses everywhere. In the hollows. Nobody started it. Nobody is going to stop it. It will talk as long as it wants, this rain. As long as it talks, I am going to listen. So the invitation today to listen to the heart. But in listening to the heart, discovering our elemental connection with the world around us, how we are made up of the same elements, air and earth, water and fire. And in our lives, we can find ways to remember and connect with that sense of belonging, that sense of being apart, and letting that deep-seated, growing realization, allowing that to nourish and nurture our way of being in the world, becoming stewards, transforming reverence and gratitude to stewardship. So now if you feel moved, and only if you feel moved to do so, please turn to someone next to you and just share something that is present for you in your experience, something you noticed, some emotion or thought or feeling that is present for you. And we'll have a couple of minutes each to just reflect and share as a way of breaking silence, as a way of returning to interaction and engagement with others. And I'll ring a bell after a couple of minutes. So if you feel moved to turn to someone next to you, drawing closer and exchanging if you feel like it. And just switching, if you haven't switched. No. And just coming to a close. You might want to bow to your conversation partner just as a way of thanking them. It was so lovely to listen to these rivulets of conversation. Beautiful. A little trill of laughter over here. So when you go out into your life, into your community or home or workplace, may you be at ease and may you be happy and may you take the nourishment of this day of practice with you. Thank you so much for your practice today.